Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. It's Sheffield Live. It's just after 1 o'clock. It's Tuesday afternoon, of course, and that's swing time. Excuse me, the frog in the throat. You may notice it later on as well today. As I was saying, it's swing time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented as usual by Michael Coates and myself, your host for the first hour of the programme, John Yule. And we'll say hello, I think, this week to our listeners here in Sheffield, who we seem to ignore a little bit on these welcoming spots at the start of the show. I hope you're able to sit and listen and enjoy with us the excellent music we no doubt have lined up for you this afternoon. Harmonica player Hendrik Merkins getting us underway with his own composition, Merk's Mood, from his very successful album from a few months ago, the Jazz Merkingers. It was recorded in June 2023 at the Acoustic Recording Studio in Brooklyn. And with Hendrik Merkins on harmonica, we heard Nick Hampton on tenor, Steve Ash on piano, Chris Berger on bass, and Andy Watson on drums. Back to July 1985 and the PCI Recording Studios in New York City, and vocalist Margaret Whiting and her album The Ladies in Love With You. This is the title track, not only of the album, but it's also a track or a song that was first featured in the film Some Like It Hot. Not the classic comedy film from the 1959 period, but the 1939 film, another comedy film of the same name, which starred Bob Hope, Shirley Ross and Gene Krupa. A composition by Frank Lesser and Burton Lane. The Ladies in Love With You from Margaret Whiting.
Fall in love, you won't regret it. That's the best work of all. If you can't get it, holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one man, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me? Won't you show me? Won't you tell me how? Long before the first kiss, have you ever seen this? If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, you'll know the lady's in love with you. If she can't dress for a date without that waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks that faraway booth for two, well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you. Have you ever seen the dawn of love? Little things that mean the dawn of love. Why wait for her to say that she adores you? Long before the first kiss, have you ever seen this? If you've been traveling by plane and she says, please take the train, that means the lady's in love with you. If she has met your old flames and then remembers their names, that means the lady's in love with you. And if she phones and she doesn't reverse the charges, like all kinds of lady friends often do, well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands. The lady's in love, the lady's in love. You're flying high and the lady is in love with you.
Two in a row from Margaret Whiting then. We heard Nice Work If You Can Get It, the Gershwin's standard. And as announced, following on from that, we heard Frank Lesser and Burton Lane's The Lady's in Love with You. The first of two brand new releases in the first half of the programme this week coming up, and this features Myrtle Dees, born 1982 in Augusta, Georgia. Myrtle is usually associated, at least to my ears, with the trombone, but throughout this new album he plays the baritone saxophone. He can also play trumpet, flugelhorn, bass and piano, obviously not all at the same time, if anybody must make that joke. But the trombone on this album is played by the excellent, always excellent, Steve Davis, who also composed and arranged the title track of Myrtle Dees's new CD, which is Groove's Grove.
Ha 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 ha!
Grove's Groove, now I've pronounced it properly now, that's the title track from the new album from Mytel Dees, which was recorded at the Troubadour Studios in Lansing, Michigan. A mixture of standards and Mytel's own writing, and also one or two compositions from the other band members, as we heard then from Steve Davis. The lineup, or the core lineup at least, is Mytel Dees on baritone saxophone, Steve Davis on trombone, Jocelyn Gold on guitar and vocals, Bill Cunliffe on piano, Rodney Whittaker is on the bass and Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums. Other musicians who make appearances throughout the album are Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Jim Alfredson on the Hammond B3, Ellie Howell on trombone and Alex Acuna on percussion. The next track, however, sticks with the core lineup, which I've just explained to you, and it features an arrangement by Rodney Whittaker, who, of course, is the bass player on the session. A composition by Wilbur Bird, Teddy McRae, and Henry Wood, and a composition usually associated with the Basie Band, but this is Mytel Dees with Broadway.
Thank you.
Michael Easter's brand new album just released is called Grove's Groove, and there are three label imprints on the back of the sleeve, but it appears to be registered as being on the Lecoq or Lecoq label. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and as is often the case, or usually the case, around this time of the afternoon, it's time for the gig guide. Beginning tomorrow evening at the Lescar, Wednesday the 9th of October, and they'll be presenting Feeney Bierman on vocal, Tom Crawley on piano, and Callum Gourlay on bass. This is a reimagining of the music of David Bowie. Cubanos tomorrow night presents the singer and keyboard player Charlie Ludlam. Moving on to Friday night, Sheffield Jazz at Crooks Social Club, and the attraction there will be Tom Ollendorf Trio, with featuring Will Vinson. That's Tom Ollendorf on guitar, Will Vinson on alto, along with Victor Nyberg on bass, James Madron on drums. That's Sheffield Jazz, as I say, on Friday evening at Crooks Social Club. One more gig to tell you about this week, and this is a change of time and day for the Chesterfield Jazz Club at the Old House. This Sunday, the 13th of October at 1:30, they'll be presenting the trumpet player Roy Butcher. That's at the Old House at Chesterfield, Sunday afternoon at 1:30. Solo piano now, recorded at Birdland, live in 2020, and with his own composition, Don't Forget to Love Yourself, this is Joe Alterman. Don't Forget to Love Yourself, a new composition by Joe Alterman. And Joe has a new album about to be released in the States, which I think he's made up entirely of his own compositions. I'm not absolutely sure about that point, but certainly he's got a new album on its way. Finally released over here, what must be the best-selling jazz album in the US this year? Etienne Charles Creole Orchestra. Normally one associates the description Creole with Caribbean and or Latin American influences, But with 13 tracks totalling a massive 81 minutes here, there's a much bigger curriculum demonstrated. This is track one, arranged and conducted by Etienne Charles, as is the case on every track on the album, or at least every he's done the arranging and conducting on every track. He also composed this one himself. Solos here from Brian Hogans on alto, John Ellis on tenor, Dion Tucker on trombone, Etienne Charles himself on trumpet, and Sullivan Fortner on piano. This is track one from the album Old School. lively enough for you? Etienne Charles Creole Orchestra and Old School. Trumpeter Etienne Charles, then born in Trinidad, now based in Miami, and a recent addition to Etienne's circle of professional associates. And by the way, there are no less than 28 in this band. The artist I'm referring to is the singer Renee Marie. She is featured on four of the 13 tracks, which are Etienne's first foray into the world of arranging for vocalists. And I think for a first attempt, he does a remarkably good job. This is a composition by Renee Marie herself, and I think you might find it's a rather unusual song, but a rather enjoyable one. Renee Marie with the Etienne Charles Creole Orchestra and Colorado River Song.
Down the Colorado River, and we are singing a Colorado River song. Yes, we're paddling down the Colorado River, and we're singing a Colorado River song. We're in our little canoe, just me and you, under a sky so blue. What a wonderful view. Oh yes, we are paddling down the Colorado River, and we're
There's some history to this album. The sessions were originally recorded in August 2018 at Sear Sounds, New York City, but they were not released at all until they appeared on a vinyl release of this album towards the end of last year in the States. And it was when the CD release came out over there in June that interest was really sparked off. This led to the album being in the album charts for a long time in the American Jazz Countdown. In fact, I think it spent several weeks at number one, at least four, it may have been more. It probably equates as to why we have had to wait such a long time, until the last week in fact, for this album to be released in the UK. Coming up now, somewhat unmistakably, is a composition from Monty Alexander. We hear solos from Jermaine Smith on trumpet, and we hear again from Michael Dees, but this time he's playing the trombone, as he more familiarly does than when we heard him later on, earlier on in the programme, rather, from his new album, in which he plays baritone sax. But as I say, Michael Dees on trombone, along with Jermaine Smith on trumpet, and this is Think Twice. Edgy and Charles Creole Orchestra is the name of both the album and the band. It's just become available over here on an album, or label rather, called Culture Shock. And I think you can take it from me, we'll be hearing from that album a number of times in the upcoming weeks. There's an awful lot of good stuff on it for us to go at. Now the album which I think did most to establish Ileana Elias in the USA, and an album recorded in 2008 at the Avatar Studios in New York City. Ileana, as usual, on piano and vocals, Oscar Castroneves on guitar, Mark Johnson on bass, and Paulo Braga on drums, and the album is called Bossa Nova Stories. The treatment here may be bossa, but the song isn't. It's the second helping of the Gershwins this afternoon from the 1937 film Shall We Dance, which featured Rodgers and Astaire, of course. Who else? They Can't Take That Away From Me, sung and played for us now by Ileana Elias.
There are many, many crazy things that will keep me loving you. And with your permission, may I list a few. The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way you smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, away from me. We may never, never meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
And They Can't Take That Away From Me finishes this first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've played over the last hour, that you might be inclined to buy one of the two new releases I've featured. And please stay tuned for Michael Coates taking over from me after the station ID in approximately 1 minute and 30 seconds time. From me, John Yule, thanks and bye-bye.